Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Now, Rafiki, if it is true that the Sphinx meaning is can a human rise above his animal nature, how do you think that could be accomplished?
Interesting thought there.
If I may interject.
Sure. Go ahead.
Kind of going back to what I said earlier, why? To me, that's giving off like it's a bad thing to be like to rise above the, that's rising above something, it's we tend to, use that term rise above something like it's a struggle or something, like it's not good to be there. That's where you should not be.
Is this the same mental reset that says common sense is not so common anymore? They need to call it rare sense. Is this that same dude?
Yeah, that's him.
Well, how could you have that stance and then say this stance? Because in all actuality, wouldn't rare sense be, hey, you rose above these thinkers?
That doesn't mean I'm better than them, though.
Who said better?
But rising above something tends. It can leave the doorway open to have individuals thinking, if I get above this or get above that, I'm better than X, Y, or Z or them.
But here's a question then, mental. What happens when you rise above something? What happens when you rise in the air?
You're no longer walking.
No. What happens when you rise above in the air and you look down at the terrain?
I don't know. Tell me, Paul.
You get a clearer picture of where you at. Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
So let me chime in here real quick.
Go ahead.
So I do believe that we have to rise above and evolve over our animal characteristics. And here's the reason why I say that. If we can learn how to rise above that, now I'm going to take this in a direction that a lot of people did is like, where's this guy coming from? But let me put it this way. If we can rise above that animalistic characteristics, we wouldn't have the shootings that we have. We wouldn't have the racism that we have. We wouldn't have all that.
Animals aren't racist.
No. That's the reason why. That ties into that the animals are more connected to the omniverse than we are.
Well, hold up. If animals ain't racist, why they only stay with their own kind?
Do animals look at themselves as racist? As racist?
If you look at, they're different species. I get what you're saying. They different species, but right? in the end, what are they doing? Staying with their group.
Okay, so. The only reason that there's a fucking race is one human species, right?
Hey,
instead of working together like all the bears, or all the animals that travel in herds and shit, staying with their group.
Mm-hmm.
That's human thinking type shit.
No. Watch this.
Come on.
Watch this. Mental. What happens when one lion pride comes into another Lion Pride territory.
They're getting that.
There's your bra. There's your bra.
Getting that.
Oh, don't that sound like some Crips and Bloods type stuff? Hey, man, you came into my neighborhood.
You're in my territory. Get up out of here.
Yeah.
And they came in the territory, and instead of using guns, doing drive-bys, using guns, killing people, they got it in with teeth and claws.
Right.
What happens when hyenas come around the lion pride? What happens when hyenas catch a lion by himself?
They ganging up on it.
Oh, that don't sound like some gang shit? Hey, bro, what you in the wrong neighborhood, dog.
Yeah.
I told you I was going to throw it for a loop, everybody. Y'all got to pay attention.
I mean, even though we watch TV and I can see, you know, we watch Winnie the Pooh and we see this bear hanging out with this donkey and all that stuff, we all know Winnie the Pooh in real life would have ate Eeyore. And went and ate Eeyore and took his ass to the cave and hibernated with a full belly. So, in all actuality, getting back to the question, what do you think makes man rise above his animal nature? Oh, I forgot. We got an example. Tarzan was brought up by the apes. So here's the question. Would Tarzan as a human be more connected to the Omniverse since he was brought up by the apes?
Very possible.
I think so. I think he will be.
Very possible.
I got a question for you. How about, let's reverse this. Okay. How about someone who goes in, an animal who comes in and lives with a human, and that human really, you know, watches and observes that animal. Could that animal teach that human how to be more connected? If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.